All right, so it's Monday, the 28th of May, and I've just completed the group session with the theme of setting goals. So it's a more direct focus of clarity around goal setting, the motivation to follow through, but it's also with an emphasis on the decisions required behind goal setting and meeting needs, whether goals are in alignment with true needs or whether they are being made to meet the needs of others or to fulfill a belief about what should happen or what is right versus wrong. And furthermore, there's also focus in the session on making a goal that is not necessarily about reaching a desired sort of achievement. Rather, it's about reaching a desired or experiencing a desired emotional state. So it's not limiting to it. I want limiting it to, you know, going to gym 5 times a week and or walking every morning. It doesn't narrow it down to specifically how it has to be done, but it's more about being able to make a goal that is in alignment with, I would like to feel healthy and free, or whatever that is. So I actually wrote a post on this, and I'll include the link with the recording. All right. So the first formula focused on the events, acts of memory event for each of you of the first time that you became conscious of making a decision to meet your own needs and what that involved. And then that linked to the liver around, I had to do a formula on the liver to assist with the processes of processing, organizing, and planning, which is the consciousness of the liver. And that linked to, we brought in stress around making decisions and how stress can cause overwhelm and shutdown of the brain so you can't think clearly. So helping to make decisions from a place of clarity and without the stress that comes into it. And then the parallel to that, working with releasing a fear of making a commitment, either a decision in general or a goal. So this can be around fear of failure, or fear of pressure, whatever it is that's behind that fear of making a commitment. And then working with the fear of not meeting the goals or needs. Again, it's along similar lines, but what is it? Many people tie their self-worth to the goals that they set. So there's a huge value placed on actually meeting the goals. And unfortunately, many of us set goals that are actually out of our reach, and then set ourselves up to fail and to experience low self-worth. So that's linking into the lungs with a feeling of being stifled by the goals. So it's putting pressure on the self to achieve something, to feel good enough, but setting goals that are very hard to reach, so making it hard to be good enough, which of course we shouldn't be placing our values or our sense of self-worth based on what we achieve, because we can't always control all of that outside of ourselves. We can only control what's within. That was then tapped out. Then there was a focus on lymph flow from the pineal gland, linking it to the pituitary. The pineal gland is in masculine consciousness, the pituitary feminine. And the pituitary is linked to its place. The pituitary gland is in the middle of the eye, the forehead. It has been referred to as the third eye, and has a consciousness of within that feminine consciousness of intuition. And so this is the ability to make decisions not from a head-based place, from a masculine kind of rational, logical place, but from an intuitive sense. And the thing about these kind of decisions is that often they're not rational. So for instance, someone might tell you that it would be a good idea to do this course and it's only going to cost you on this amazing discount, and your head is going, oh, this is incredible. If I do this course, then I'm going to be able to have so much more to offer, and I'll have so much more value. Yet your intuition is saying, no, this isn't good. And yet at the time, you may not understand why, but it may be that by doing that course, you miss out on something else that's more important, or it just takes you off your path somehow. So it's about setting goals that are in alignment with your intuition and your truth. Linking that to the masculine drive or belief, I must be better, because generally goal setting is a tendency to focus on a better self. And then bringing in a technique called Bebolt's technique, which focuses on the parasympathetic response, which is relaxation. And again, working with the ability to make a decision, not from a place of stress and drive, but from a place of being centered within the self. Then working with the energy matrix. So this is, working with the energy relationship between the self and that relationship. The self as you are really, and your ideal self. And how often when we are setting goals, it's because we have this vision of the ideal self in mind, and it's often quite set apart from the current real self. And it felt like I had to, for each of you, I had to bring these two together and sort of superimpose them one on top of the other so that they become the same thing. So that goal setting is not made to achieve the sense of the ideal self that needs to be met. And then balancing all of that to the three brains. So helping decisions and goal setting to be made from a place of three brain integration. So not just head decisions, but heart and gut decisions as well. That was tapped out. And then the last formula focused on the process of making decisions or setting goals coming from a drivenness again. So working with the adrenals, which when we are in a place of fight and flight, there's often this kind of drivenness and urgency. And it's generally causes us to lose touch with the self and with the truth and with intuition. So working with improving consciousness around inspired versus desired driven goals. In other words, decisions are just being truly inspired from a heart space rather than desire. I desire this, I should have that because it seems that it's the good thing to do. So often our desires are based on meeting the needs of others or meeting false beliefs systems that we've put in place. So it's instead being truly inspired from a heart space to set goals that are in alignment with the self. And sometimes that inspired decision making or goal setting will be far more within the flow of things. It will kind of just crop up for you. So for instance, my decision to write a book, that came out of a 40-day meditation program I was doing, and literally this idea just came up for me. It was like, I'm going to write a book, and it felt, it was a truly heart-based decision. It was not at all a head-based decision. In fact, my head was saying, what on earth are you thinking? But because it felt so right, I knew it was a good decision. So that's an inspired versus desire-driven decision. And then releasing fear of disapproval from others around decisions or goals that are met, linking it to the thyroid around being able to express the self and truth within how you make decisions and set goals, and releasing a fear of setting the wrong goal or making the wrong decision, because obviously there are going to be times we do this, and that's often how we then find what the right goal and right decision is, and linking that to heart protection. So releasing the defense mechanisms which cause us to make decisions or set goals from the wrong place. There you go. So wishing you all the best in making decisions and setting goals.